The next patient is Joseph Perry. The last name is Perry, P-E-R-R-Y, Joseph. Number one, clinical case of a 74-year-old white male that has a history of arterial hypertension, diabetes mellitus type 2, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B, without any evidence of proteinuria in the past, that was followed in Alabama while he was there by the nephrologist. The patient has coronary artery disease, and he has had 10 interventions with a stent, the last one and a half year ago. The cardiologist is a Dr. Parnassa, period. The patient has a history of right nephrectomy that was related to renal cell carcinoma. The patient is referred to the practice for follow-up of the condition. He had an abdominal and pelvic CT scan that was done on October the 3rd of 2023, in which there was the impression was a status post right nephrectomy, period. Several non-specific lymph nodes in the region of the right renal fossa, period. No evidence of bulky lymphadenopathy, left upper pole renal cyst. Number two, cholelithiasis without cholecystitis. Period. In the latest laboratory workup that was done in September 11, 2023, the patient has a normal serum electrolyte, sodium 139, potassium 4.8, chloride 102, CO2 26, the serum creatinine 1.9, the BUN 26, and the estimated GFR 35 mL per minute. The patient has a normal liver function test. There was no evidence of anemia as of January 25th of 2023 when the hemoglobin was 14.4 and the MCVMCH and MCHC are within normal range. Period. In September 11th of 2023, the patient has 1+ proteinuria. Otherwise, the urinary sediment was completely normal. The patient has remained in stable condition. However, the concerns that we have is the presence of overweight. He's 5'8 and weighs 263 pounds with a BMI of 40. And the other concern is that this patient has a normal lipid profile with a cholesterol 106, LDL of 39, LDL 39 and HDL of 36. Period. This patient, despite of a lipid profile that is acceptable, that the blood sugar has been under control, continues to have cardiovascular problems, and the most likely situation is inflammation. We are asking the patient to go to a plant-based diet. We gave extensive counseling regarding the management of his diet, and we gave plenty of information regarding how to look for things that are not adequate for him to eat. In essence, is a low sodium diet, a fluid restriction of 45 ounces in 24 hours. The patient has 2+ pitting edema in the lower extremities, look for a diet that it is going to be conducive to a weight loss and to a better management of the cardiovascular disease. Period, specifically we mentioned the Weight Watchers approach, and we explained to him the basis of the application. Number two, coronary artery disease, as mentioned before, T10 stents. Unfortunately, I don't have the echocardiogram. Following number, hyperuricemia, treated with allopurinol. Following number, hyperlipidemia on statins. Following number, obesity. Following number, gastroesophageal with 6 on PPIs. Following number, diabetes mellitus with the hemoglobin A1C of 6.6. Following number, renal cell carcinoma, status post-right nephrectomy, and no evidence of relapse. The patient is going to be followed in about 4 months with laboratory workup, and we are looking forward for some improvement in the body weight and the fluid management. We invested a 15 minutes with the referral and the lab in the face-to-face, 30 minutes in the documentation, 10 minutes.